Concord with a three-point lead, and they are set to receive the kickoff. Last time down, Warsaw just dribbled the ball down the field, and Concord ended up running it back to the 48-yard line. Let's see what Bart Curtis is thinking about here. And Luis Munez Bermudez runs to it, and he's going to punch it down the field again. It's going to bounce all the way back, and it's going to be grabbed at the 20-yard line and run out to the 33. And that is Parker Schaefer on the return. First down and 10 for Concord from their own 33-yard line, working on a three-point lead.
And now we'll see how Concord responds, you know, because I'm quite sure that they were certain that they were going to go into the half probably at least up 10 points.
Yeah.
If not 17. And now it's a three-point game.
Yep.
See how they respond offensively.
Well, somebody from this defense, if Warsaw is going to turn this game around, somebody got to make a play. And again, that could start with Concord throwing a pass and somebody getting to the quarterback and making him throw it when he doesn't want to. Brunner will send a man in motion. And whistle sound and illegal motion is called. So that's going to cost the Minutemen 5 yards. Back them up to the 28-yard line.
Just got a little anxious.
Excited.
That's a good word to use, too.
Excited about the play that they'd called.
First play of the second half.
Very excited about the play that they called. By the way, the Tigers were blitzing from the corners on that one. Sinclair from the short side of the field on the far side. Just before the snap started creeping in and took off at a full head of speed right before the whistle sounded. First down, 15. Two backs in the backfield. Brevard is in the back. And they will hand off to Gomez. And Gomez will get 2 yards out to the 30-yard line. One of the interesting moments of the season was Cam Bouse being moved from outside linebacker to defensive end. At 185 pounds, the 5'10 juniors played pretty well there.
Yes, he's holding his own against those behemoths.
Oh,
they gave him four.
They gave him all the way past the 31-yard line. Yep. How is that possible? Second down. Empty backfield this time. Five wides in the pattern. Brunner takes a waist-high snap, looking near side. Plenty of time. Three-man rush. Fires over the middle. It's high. It's incomplete. Provide almost reeled that one in, too. Somehow, and we've got a Concord player down and a Warsaw player that's not feeling so good a lot. I think those two ran into each other.
They did.
And didn't know that the other one was nearby.
Gomez is, I think that's Gomez.
Oh.
And he ran into Robbie.
Strawn was the Tiger who is back in the defensive huddle. You're right, it is Gomez.
I think he got the wind knocked out of him.
Well, he is kind of limping.
No.
He's trying to go back to the huddle. He can't go back to the huddle. You're a tough kid. We love you, but you can't go back to the huddle.
Sit at least one play out.
That's right.
But, yeah, he's holding his midsection.
Well, now we come to the most recent big play of this football game. It's third down and 12 for Concord at their own 31-yard line with 11-11 left to go in the third, up by three. The Tigers would love to get the ball back here, down only by a field goal. Brunner takes the snap, looking. Tigers are blitzing. Brunner rolls away from it, still looking down the field. He's going to get away. Coming back to the near side. Going to flip it out to Brevard in open space. He breaks a tackle at the 30. He's out to the 40. He's short of the first down by 3 yards. Matthew Flores Ortega was the blitzer and somehow got back and helped with the tackle. It's fourth down and 3 for Concord.
And with that blitzer, that kind of turned into like a backyard football play.
It did.
Brunner kind of, you know, rolled out to the right, then back to the left. Brevard was like motioning for him to throw me the ball. He was just like, throw me here.
Bo Brunner comes over the sideline to get the play directly. Play clock at 10.
And Gomez is back in.
He is?
Yep.
Bo's brother Harry is out wide to the right. Fourth down, play clock running down, and whistles, and Concord had to take a timeout. Timeout, Minutemen, 10-11 left to go, third quarter. Fourth down and 3 coming up when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Happy Halloween from everyone at News Now Warsaw and Tiger Football to you and yours. Trick-or-treat is over, but in our hearts, trick-or-treat is never over. Never.
Missed out on the candy this year.
We did. I'll buy you a bag. 4th and 3 Concord from the 40-yard line of the Minutemen. Early here in quarter three, and the Minutemen are going for it. Brunner takes a knee-high snap. He's going to take off and run. He'll throw it down the field. He threw too high. He had Gomez wide open at the Tiger 48, and he missed him. And Warsaw takes over on downs.
And that's what we've talked about previously with Brunner. He can be a little erroneous with his throws when he gets pressure put on him. And Warsaw sent a blitzer and got just enough pressure on Brunner to make an errant throw.
Well, here are the Tigers, who were down by 10 and now have the ball with a chance to take the lead with 10:05 to go in the third quarter. And they start at the Concord 40-yard line. Quentin Brock in the offense from the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is left. The Minutemen with 8 men in the box. Quentin takes the snap, and he'll keep it. He'll turn up field and run right up the hash marks and get inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line. Donovan Arnold makes the stop.
He kind of pushed Quentin an extra yard.
Arnold's a kid that's been playing varsity football since his 9th grade year. And again, you look at him, he's 5'11", 315. He really hasn't grown that much since he was freshman.
Well, he's grown, just not vertically.
Warsaw will send 2 wideouts out to the left. Reed on the inside and Carl on the outside on 2nd down and 6. And it's a keeper again, and Brock will be tripped up as he got to the 35-yard line. Stopped on the play by Eli Castaneda. 3rd down and 5 coming up for the Tigers. 9:14 and the clock runs here in the third with Warsaw trailing 24-21. And sectional 11, semifinal action at Freed Field at Penn.
So the luxury of knowing that you're going to go for it on 4th is the fact that the playbook is wide open right here.
Well, as wide open as it is for Warsaw Tiger football.
I sit corrected.
Ball in the near hash marking, and the wide side of the field is the left. Brock will send Harmon in motion. They run the counter. Reed, he's got a big hole. He cuts back against the grain. He's to the 25. He's inside the 25 and down to the 22-yard line. They ran the counter play again, and Tucker Reed's got a first down. But Tucker Reed is cramping. So that's the good news is he's not hurt. He's just cramping. And our good friend Trevor, one of the athletic trainers from Warsaw, will make his way across the field. Tucker is up, trying to work it out.
Yep.
Warsaw trailing by 3 with 8:39 left to go in the third quarter. Reed ran back to the huddle, and they said, "No, son, you got to go off. We made Gomez go off.
Right.
You got to go off, too."
Yeah, you're right. It looks to be a cramp as he's gingerly jogging off the field.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. Pickle juice.
Really?
Works.
Pickle juice?
Ask anybody.
I couldn't do it. Bananas, too. From the 16-yard line. Nope, I'm still wrong. It's the 21-yard line. From the 21, 1st down and 10 Tigers. Brock is going to hand off up the middle. It's Shank. He's inside the 10. He's inside the 5. He's in. Touchdown. Again, it looked like he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, and he just wouldn't go down. It's a 21-yard run for Michael Shank, his 2nd score of the game, and the Tigers have the lead, 27-24.
Well, the person that was most impeding his progress was the umpire. Just kind of hanging out there, Shank was like pushing him away, like, get out of my way. Heck of a run by Michael Shank.
Reed now. Nope, check that. Quentin Brock is going to come out and hold.
Yes.
Quentin did that last year, so he's not new to this process. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. Warsaw 28, Concord 24, 8:15 left to play here in the third. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. This is the moment, Andy, where Concord's got to be looking around going, what in the world's going on here? They had this game in control, up by 10, and now all of a sudden they're losing.
Absolutely, and you kind of felt like that 10-point lead was almost insurmountable. The fact that Concord's getting the ball back to start the second half, and you kind of think now, do they have a sort of a it's happening again to us
yes.
feeling?
That some of them have to.
Right.
Especially the ones who played a lot in last year's game
right.
have to be thinking,
right. like, oh, no.
is this happening yep. to us again?
Yep.
Bunyes Bermudez with his tee at the 40 on the X, gets the ball from the official, and then checks with Ty Martin about something. Well, the Minutemen have two men deep, but they're not as deep as they have been. There's the whistle, the walk up, the jog up, and the boot. And Ty, and it's very short. It'll be caught at the 36-yard line to the 40, up the near sideline to the 40, 45, and pushed out of bounds. That's Gomez, and he'll get the Minutemen started at the Tiger 49-yard line.
And that's one thing that Warsaw hasn't done well tonight at all is kickoffs, kickoff return.
There's a flag down.
I thought I saw something fly.
Let's see what that is. Holding
right.
against Concord, so that's going to change the field position quite a bit. Because where this flag is at is back about the 42-yard line of Concord. So that's going to move it back to the Minuteman 32. So instead of starting at the 49, they'll start at the 32 with 8:09 left to go here in the third quarter. Warsaw 28, Concord 24. Now Brennan and the offense go to work. Let's see if they hand the ball to Brevard right off the bat here and see if he can make a play. Brunner will hand off to Brevard. He runs up the middle and he gets across the 35-yard line. He'll go down at the 37 after a gain of 4.
Well, you called it. But there's probably 5 or 6 Warsaw Tiger defenders right there up the middle.
Jacob Stouffer on the stop for Warsaw. 2nd down and 6. Concord right to the line of scrimmage. Brunner wipes his hands, raises his right leg, takes the step, and he will fake this time. He'll run to the right, trying to get around the corner, got a block 40. He's to the 45, and he's out past the 45 to the 47-yard line. That's a 10-yard gain for the Concord quarterback and another first down. Although it's only their third first down of the whole game, right? Yeah.
And that was kind of what we saw in that first game, Brunner kind of running loose a little bit there.
7:25, third quarter. Warsaw 28, Concord 24. First down and 10, Minuteman from the Concord 47. Ball on the far hash mark. You have two wideouts on the near side of the field, which is the wide side, one on the far. And Brunner's going to fake the handoff, and he will pitch it back late to Brevard. And he'll turn upfield at the 50 and go out of bounds near the 45-yard line. They'll mark him right at the 45-yard line for a gain of 8. Concord is marching the ball toward the north end of Freed Field here at Penn High School.
Just see how fast Brevard is, too.
Yes.
As soon as that pitch was made, it's just like you said earlier, shot out of a cannon.
Somebody down that way asked me, can the Brevard kid play right away? And I went, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I said, he'll be top 5 fastest guys on your football team the second he walks on campus. 2nd down and 2 from the Tiger 45. Brunner with Brevard to his right. Takes the snap, and he'll hand off to Brevard, and he breaks a tackle. 40, far side 35, still going down to the 31-yard line. 14 yards for Reese Brevard and another Concord first down.
And if you're Concord, this is exactly the response that you want. If you're Warsaw, man, someone, like you said a couple times already, someone's got to step up and make a play.
Right now, the offensive line for Concord is doing their job.
Yep.
From the 31 of the Tigers. Concord down 28-24. And they'll hand off to Brevard. He'll cut up the middle. He bounces off of 1. He bounces off of 2. Gets stood up at the 27. Oh, blow the whistle, please. There they go. I'll give him forward progress to the 26-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5 yards and a first down carry for Brevard. A Tiger had him around the ankle, and I could just That scares me so much.
Yeah, that was Robbie.
Scares me that guys are going to come in, somebody's going to pop him, which would have been legal.
Right.
But that ankle is stuck on the turf with a guy wrapped around him. I just don't like that at all. Second down and five. Brunner checks his wristband. Now takes the snap, hands off again. Up the middle, Brevard. And Brevard is tackled down near the 20-yard line. Should be enough for a first down, and it is. That's a gain of 6 yards. Another first down for Concord. They have more first downs on this drive than they had the whole rest of the game. And we're midway exactly through the third quarter.
And that offensive line is starting to flex their muscles a little bit.
Yes, they are.
Kind of pushing the Tiger defensive line around.
Nothing fancy here. No. Brunner with Brevard to his right takes the snap, and he will hand off. Tigers see it coming this time, and Fletcher Pohl is going to wrap him up and hang on and not let go. It's a loss back to the 25-yard line. That's a loss of 6. Pohl sold out for the run, Andy, and he hit home.
He must have heard what I just said about their offensive line clicking. He came up from that linebacker spot and made a great tackle.
Well, they put the ball at the 23, which is not where they blew the play dead, so it's a loss of 4. Second down at 14. Two backs in the backfield, Gomez and Brevard. And they will hand off up the middle to Gomez. And he gets spun around, and he's still going. He gets inside the 20 and goes down at the 18-yard line. That's a gain of 5 when it should have been no gain. But, again, Tigers trying to sling down a guy who's that big. Gomez, 240 pounds, you can't do
no,
it.
No. And I think that was Grady going in for the tackle. You're right, just kind of trying to sling him down.
Third down and 9 from the Tiger 18. They're within field goal range, but they're not thinking about 3. Two wideouts to the right. Single coverage with one safety over the top. Brevard the only back. He's to the left of Brunner. They send a man in motion. Bo's going to run it left. Turns upfield. Makes a man miss at the 15. Makes another man miss at the 10. Spins to the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. 4 Tigers had chances at him, and nobody could bring him down. And Concord's regained the lead with 4:02 to go in the third. It's 30-28.
And we've seen that play a couple times already tonight, just out of the shotgun, just a kind of a quarterback just gone to the left with lead blockers. And there was a fair share of lead blockers, but Brunner made some good moves, some nifty moves. And again, with a kid that size, tough to bring him down.
Now for Potter's point after to make it a 3-point game. We don't talk a lot about lead changes in football games, but we may have to in this one. Potter's kick is on the way, and it's good. 4:02 to go in the third quarter. Concord with the lead, 31-28. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 68 yards for Concord in 4 minutes and 13 seconds. Capped off by the 18-yard run by Brunner. Potter's extra point with 4:02 to go in the third puts Concord back in the lead, 31-28. Now the Tigers set to return the kickoff. Warsaw only has 4 guys up front. They're guys with good hands, but that's not the hands team. I keep waiting for Coach Kaler to try something. Tigers down by 3. You have Reed and Harmon back inside the 5-yard line. Hoping for a chance. Reed had 1 return that went for about 13 yards. As Potter kicked one high and short. Now Potter gets the whistle here and walks to the ball and is going to kick it away. And Reed is going to wait for it and take it at the 1-yard line. 5, 10, 15. Oh, look out. Tucker Reed got hammered at the 15-yard line. Wow, what a hit put on by Gerald Suggs. He rocked Tucker Reed, and Warsaw will start from the 15-yard line.
You got to credit Tucker there. You got to credit any kickoff returner who's, you know, putting himself on the line there. But, yeah, that was a clean legal hit.
Yes.
It was something.
At full speed.
At full speed.
Both of them.
Yeah. And that's saying
right?
Something. Yes.
Both of them. 2 fast dudes.
Yeah.
Concord's got too many players in the field. Warshaw won't be able to snap the ball in time. 3:58 to go in the third. Warshaw down now by three. Brock, play action fake, going to roll to his right, going to try to get to the corner. He's going to stop the 15 and be slung down at the 15-yard line. They'll give him a yard of forward progress to the 16.
Great pursuit there by Concord's defense. All levels, too. Defensive line, linebackers in the backfield just flowing to the ball.
I don't know if Warshaw has a play where Quentin rolls to his right and stops and throws it. That looks like that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
But I'm telling you, Brevard was flying to the ball on that one. There was nobody back upfield. Second down and nine. Brock from the near hash mark at the 16-yard line. Takes the snap. Option play. Going to keep it. Going to get hit. Going to go down after a gain of about a yard more. Give him a yard to the 17. Schaefer on the stop along with Jacob Buss, the defensive tackle in this four-man front. Third down and eight coming up for the Tigers. The Concord players looking over to their fans down below us, telling them to make more noise.
And you get the feeling like if we, you know, about 10, 15 minutes ago we said, hey, Concord's maybe suffering from some deja vu, like it's happening again. They've overcome that.
Yes, they
for
have.
Sure.
Yes, they have. Play clock is at 10. Brock talking to Harmon. Quentin with the last-minute instruction for the right side of the line takes the snap, and it's going to be a keeper. He'll turn upfield, and he's got good yardage. He's got the first down across the 25-yard line to the 26-yard line. That's a 9-yard run for Quentin Brock and the Tigers. Move the chains with 2:15 left to play here in the third quarter. That was a key move by Quentin. If he runs that play where it's designed to go, he gets stopped. He stopped, planted his left foot, and turned upfield and got what he needed. From the 27, under 2 minutes to go in the third, Warshaw trails 31-28 to Concord here in the playoffs. And they'll run it up the middle, and this is Schenck. And Schenck will get 3 yards out to the 30-yard line.
But this has all the makings of a heavyweight fight.
Yes, it does. Just
back and forth, body blow.
Styles make the fight, and these are two very different football teams locked up in another instant classic.
Absolutely.
A minute 23 left in the third. 31-28 Concord. Second down and seven coming up for the Tigers at their own 30. Schenck in the backfield. Extra lineman on the left side of the offensive line. And it's Brock with a keeper, and he's going to be hit and thrown for a loss. He's thrown for a loss of 2 yards back to the 28-yard line. And now it's going to be third down and nine. There's probably one play left here in the third quarter.
Great penetration there by Concord. The right-hand side, the defensive line and linebackers, great penetration, and Quentin really didn't have anywhere to go.
There really was no pitch option on that one.
No.
If there would have been, there would have been some room to operate on the outside. Third down and very long, third and nine. You have Reed lined up in the slot on the right. And it's going to be a quick throw over the middle. Logan Carl makes the catch. He dives for it. He got the first down. What a big catch for the senior. 6'1", 170 pounds. Logan Carl makes the catch. It's a gain of 10 and a first down for Warshaw. And what a throw by Quentin Brock.
Absolutely. And that's one of the few times where you kind of just see a drop back pass. You usually see when Warshaw passes the ball, it's usually out of a play action, but that was just a drop back pass and nice pitch and catch.
And that'll do it for the third quarter of play with a score Concord 31, Warshaw 28. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warshaw.